stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together.
Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
I'm outside number 16 Brook Street and the name is Gillian Anderson Price. She's got a blackboard up. We're opposite Fenwick's and Victoria's Secret, if you know where that is, just off New Bond Street. Just arrived, vintage Hermes, Celine and Chanel, neon bulbs and lights. Oh my God, in the window there is an amazing neon light saying the end. It's very amusing. Okay, and there's another arrow which is pointing in, which is a neon sign. And we're coming in now to the shop. And I'm going to meet the owner of the shop. She's an antique dealer, personal shopper, blogger, TV presenter and shop owner. A gorgeous welcome to gorgeous Gillian Anderson Price.
Hi, thank you. That was quite an introduction.
Yeah, well, we're quite a radio station, darling.
Clearly.
But I can see that your shop is quite clearly something that's out of this world.
Thank you. That's very nice to say.
Your shop has been described as the ultimate destination for all things vintage and unusual. Can you show me around?
Yeah, sure. The only thing I don't sell is clothes. Okay. I sell top-end handbags, incredible vintage jewellery, some of it signed, but not all of it. Really amazing suffragette jewellery. That's my favourite.
Wow.
So women wore jewellery in these very significant colours, green for give, white for women, violet for votes, to show their the support of the cause, the same way we might wear a breast cancer ribbon or an AIDS Foundation ribbon, same kind of thing. A pair of angels here, they're from St. Paul's Cathedral. my own brand candles, they're all natural wax, natural oils, smell really great. I like signage, so there's all kinds of interest. I've always buy interesting signs.
So there's a hilarious one here, freshed washed carrots.
Yeah, I think there's another one around the corner that says tomatoes are specialty.
Let's have a look.
I think they would have been on a greengrocer's van, you know, when he went round. I think they would have been slid in and out of the truck.
And what does this say on this one?
That's from Oxford or Cambridge. Members of the college are reminded that they must leave the bar by midnight when it will be locked by the porters.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know, I try and do stuff for men. I do have some naked lady playing cards. Those are always good men's gifts.
Yeah.
Loads of vintage champagne glasses and interesting glassware generally. I always think everything tastes better out of a nice glass or cup and saucer, if it's tea, whatever.
But the thing about you is that all these things you can imagine buying and imagine in your home. It's not, like you say, the word antiques or vintage. Vintage, you might be clothes you never wear because they're too old or fusty. Or antique, you think of really expensive things. These are things which are gifts.
Yes.
Gifts for yourself.
Absolutely.
No one's looking.
Uh-huh.
They really are things that you can even, you know, you can put them in your handbag. Nothing's
big,
is it?
No, no. It's all stuff that should be used. You know, if you buy some vintage champagne glasses from me, I expect you to go home and open some champagne. You know, I don't expect the stuff. It's not stuff to be curated in a museum-type home. It's to be used and enjoyed every day. That's definitely my raison d'être as far as...
What's with the neon bulb stuff? Is that new?
They're all new. We make them to order. You can buy whatever we have in the shop. And we also make to order anything in either neon or bulb lights. They're all handmade, solid wood, hand-painted. It's an incredible Irish artist who makes them all for me.
This says Funfair, and it's in a kind of Funfair-type script with bright bulb lights. I mean, it would just look so brilliant, like in a barn or a bar.
Or above a bed or in a sitting room or down the stairs. Yeah. I mean, anywhere. They're not... The pieces are made to go into domestic situations. So although they feel commercial in the sense that that's... sounds like it's a fun fair.
Yeah.
It's not so huge and overpowering that you have to either have a massive loft space or, it feels like you're in a fun fair or a shop or a nightclub.
Yeah, perfect over a double bed. Yeah, yeah.
They are just made.
You've also got lamps, tables, luggage over here.
Yeah, vintage top hats. I haven't got any Louis Vuitton luggage at the minute, but I often have big...
I bet. Talk me through the handbags in this corner.
Well, on the top there is a 1940s Hermes Kelly in crocodile. It's a slightly larger size, so it's not too tiny. It's a really nice, usable size. What's nice about the old exhaust exotic skins is that that would have been a wild crocodile, whereas now they're farmed, so the scales are much smaller on the new ones. I mean, new, that handbag's going to cost you 60,000. And obviously, I'm not asking anywhere near that point. Yeah. There's a nice 1960s Gucci, little red beaded one, little evening bag. It's lovely bright red lining inside. And this one's Cartier.
Wow.
That's very early Cartier. It's in really, really
what
not
year
very.
Did you say that?
It's 1930s.
Yeah.
It's not in very good condition, but it is Cartier, and it's important just because it's Cartier. But yeah, it's not expensive. It's £150.
Wow.
For antique Cartier.
Someone
I don't
has
think
used
that's
it.
Bad. Yeah, they've loved it. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the red, the Gucci one.
I can't
there.
Believe this is Gucci. We'll get a photograph of it. It just doesn't, you know, you wouldn't believe it was Gucci because it's, but yep, it does say it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Firenze, Roma, Milano, New York.
Yep.
So tell me, where do you source your products?
All over. I've been in the trade a long time, so I've got a lot of people who I've been dealing with for years and years and years, and they call me, or I meet them, or they email me and say, I've got something for you. Or
now, that's
whatever.
What I want to talk about, because you were born into this.
Yes, my parents were both antique dealers. And
tell me about them. Aren't you half Italian?
My father's Sicilian-American, and I was born in New York. Okay. But my mother's English.
And your mother's English, and she dragged the whole family back to North.
Just
Southern.
Me.
Just you.
Just me. My parents got divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's where I was a long time ago.
Okay. So you went to Northumberland. Is that where she's from?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then so she couldn't stop being her, even though she's in Northumberland.
No.
I imagine it was an eccentric shop.
Yeah, it was much the same as what I sell, to be honest. Possibly it was easier to source then, but you were sourcing different things,
yeah,
because fashion changes.
Yes.
You know, antiques and interiors change. The things that she was buying, you know, 20 years ago, half of it I wouldn't be interested in. And some of it would probably, if I paid, you know, if she was paying £100 for something, today I could probably buy much of the same stuff for £10 because it's just not fashionable anymore.
So you obviously learnt, you got your eyes from growing up and being with them and doing it and seeing your mum do it, your dad was in the business. It just went in unconsciously. So when did you consciously know what was your taste?
I don't think I know what my taste is. I think I do know what my taste is, but I think it's constantly evolving.
Yes, I was going to say that.
I think the same way your wardrobe, you're not wearing the same clothes you were wearing 20 years ago, but your house, you might be living with things that you've had for 20 years, and why should you?
Yeah.
You know, I constantly edit what I have. I do have some things that I would never get rid of because they're family portraits and things, and I actually do genuinely like them. But yeah, I get rid of stuff all the time. I get bored of things swap things around. I mean, I am in a fortunate position. I don't ever borrow from the shop. If I buy something for myself, I buy it for me.
Yeah.
And if I take something home from the shop, it's not coming back to the shop. Mm-hmm. I don't sort of loan things to myself and bring them back. I mean, everything I buy because I love it and I can see it in my own house.
Yeah.
But I do buy to sell. I enjoy selling as much as I enjoy buying.
Great, great. Because some people have antique dealers and have a problem that they just love hoarding and buying.
I think that's not...
Yeah.
Yes, that's definitely not me. And I don't understand that because the whole point is it's a job. And I do have bills to pay the same as anybody else. But I love my customers and I can't wait for them to see the new things that I've bought and be as excited as I am.
So you were in North London, so you've moved now to Mayfair.
Yes.
What is the difference?
Well, I still sell exactly the same stuff I sold before, same price, same everything. I sell a few more handbags, the expensive handbags and things than I did before, but pretty much it's the same.
And who are your customers?
Oh, everybody. I mean, anybody who's interested in antiques and vintage and homewares generally.
Because, you know, people think, if people listen to them, think, oh my God, she's opposite Fenwick, she's just off Bond Street, I'm terrified. So what could we buy for, say, £100 in here?
Well, you can shop online as well, so
yeah,
you don't have to be too intimidated. Sterling silver hand mirror, there's loads of jewellery, little vintage handbags, they're mostly under 100 or around 100.
Mm-hmm.
That little Lucite one, this is fabulous, little Lucite 1950s American clutch, that's 180.
Wow.
Glasses,
mm-hmm.
Vintage champagne glasses.
Yep.
They start, a Harlequin set's probably about £85, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That little butterfly in the dome, that's £75.
Have you been on TV then?
Yes, not for a while. I've been too busy concentrating on the shop, but yes.
And I saw you on a TV programme and you were saying, because I just went to your website, and
you
said something about, 80s. Now, would you count an 80s item as a antique?
No.
Or collectible even?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, okay. I could stretch it into Chanel jewelry and handbags, just. But even that's a little bit late for me. It's still secondhand.
Okay. Okay. So you'd say from 70s downwards then?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. 70s and before is vintage.
Yeah.
Antique is
19th
century.
Yeah. You got anything 19th century here?
Most of the champagne glasses are sort of 1880, so they're late 19th century.
Wow. I wanted to ask, how can we, because you're into everyday luxury, that's one of your bylines.
Yes.
How can we make our homes more luxurious, more attractive and better to live in? Have you got any just little ideas for listeners?
Absolutely. I think anything that you save for best, you should wear every day and use every day. I don't see the point in having things around you that you don't use because you're frightened to use them. Just use them. And if they get broken, at least you've enjoyed using them. Anything you don't love, get rid of. Sell it. Sell it on online, auction, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what you paid for it. Just get back a little bit of money and spend it on something you do love. I don't think that you should keep things just because they've been gifts or you've inherited them or whatever. I think you should enjoy absolutely everything. I think if you need a new sofa and two new chairs, but you can only, the one you really like, you can only afford either the chairs or the sofa, then buy either the chairs or the sofa and wait to buy when you can afford it, because at the end of the day, you just wish you had bought the one you couldn't afford.
It's been amazing having you on the show today, and thank you so much. So how can people find you?
Well, you can find me online at gillianandersonprice.com, and I am at number 16 Brook Street opposite Fenix and Victoria's Secret in Mayfair.
Thank you so much for coming on to
Radio Gorgeous.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. Walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining.